Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. In the wake of Syria's government collapse, some civilians say they hope rebels' victory will bring freedom and prosperity. Analysts warn, though, that the future is far from certain at this time of geopolitical upheaval. VOA's Heather Murdoch reports from Istanbul with Muawiyah Atrash and Ahmad Falaha in Hama, Syria.
In less than 2 weeks, rebel forces have taken over major cities and towns, and now the capital, Damascus. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad has reportedly fled the country. This comes after nearly 14 years of war in Syria. 500,000 people have been killed and 13 million have fled their homes. Umm Mahmoud is a displaced Syrian woman in the city of Hama.
We were displaced, but we will return to home soon. I am very happy today, more than you can imagine.
Rebel forces, led by Hayat Tahrir al-Sham, have said they will respect Syria's multicultural population. But some analysts say the group's past affiliations with other groups, such as Al-Qaeda and Al-Nusra, creates doubts about their stated intentions. Heather Murdoch in Istanbul with Muawiyah Atrash in the Hama region of Syria, VOA News.
The ousting of President Bashar al-Assad on Sunday isn't the only major conflict in Syria. Israel conducted 3 airstrikes against a major security complex in the Kafr Susa district of the Syrian capital, along with a research center where it had previously said Iranian scientists developed missiles, 2 regional security sources told Reuters on Sunday. The Israeli military issued a warning on Sunday to 5 towns in southern Syria, calling on residents to stay at home until further notice due to ongoing combat in the area. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Sunday he had ordered the Israeli military to seize a demilitarized buffer zone on the border with Syria after the overthrow of Assad. This is VOA News. Palestinian officials say Israeli shelling on Sunday hit a northern Gaza hospital, wounding several and disrupting surgeries. The Israeli military denied striking that area. Kamal Adwan Hospital in Beit Lahia, one of 3 barely functioning facilities in the area, was reportedly hit by about 100 tank shells and bombs late Saturday, its director said. Residents reported house demolitions in northern Gaza neighborhoods where Israeli forces have operated since October. An Israeli airstrike Sunday killed 5 in Gaza City, raising the day's death toll to 11. According to medics, Palestinians claim Israel aims to create a buffer zone through evacuations and bombardments. Israel denies this, stating its focus is on fighting Hamas.
It's been 8 good years since we've come in this mess, and we want a change. So we are very happy today.
Esther Okoye is one amongst many celebrating the presidential election win of John Mahama in Ghana. His rival, Vice President Mahamudu Bawumia, who represented the ruling New Patriotic Party, conceded defeat. The speedy concession came as official vote tallies were still arriving. Electoral authorities have yet to announce the results for the presidential and parliament ballots. Thousands of South Koreans continued to protest in front of Seoul's National Assembly against President Yoon Suk-yeol on Sunday evening, a day after the president escaped impeachment over a martial law fiasco which has gripped the country. Opposition parties proposed the impeachment motion, but a near-total boycott by Yoon's People Power Party doomed it to failure. Meanwhile, police arrested the defense minister in charge of the martial law operation, and the interior minister resigned. Both they and Yoon are being investigated for alleged insurrection.
We are supporting you, Mr. Călin Georgescu, because it's the will of the Romanian people.
George Simion, Romania's far-right AUR party leader, is planning to take judicial action against the decision to annul the results of the presidential election. Candidate Călin Georgescu and over 100 supporters rallied at a Bucharest polling station to protest the cancellation of Sunday's presidential election, which a top court annulled after allegations of Russian interference. They lit candles and observed a minute of silence. Thousands of supporters of Hindu groups and other minority communities staged protests in part of India on Sunday, demanding protection for religious minorities in Bangladesh. Anita Chanpuri is one of the protesters.
We have gathered here as representatives and social activists from all minority communities, including Sikhs, Christians, and Hindus, especially Hindus who are being killed and massacred in Bangladesh, and our government and the Human Rights Commission are quiet on the matter.
Miscreants in Bangladesh's capital Dhaka on Saturday vandalized idols of Hindu deities and burned down an International Society for Krishna Consciousness temple, according to media reports. Several other cities in India also witnessed huge protests by Hindu groups. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.